But now, the life of Mary Southern. You are cordially invited to attend the grand reopening of the Stratford House. Come one, come all. Well, that was Daddy Stratford's invitation to the townspeople in Sanders, and today is a big day. Festivities haven't quite begun, but let's see what's going on around town. First, we're listening as Mary Southern makes a last-minute phone call to Dr. John Benson.
Hello, John. This is Mary. Yes. I called you to be certain everything is all right for today. Oh, I'm as nervous can be. I'm just as nervous as can be. I hope I'm doing the right thing. Oh, all right, I won't worry. See you later, then. Goodbye.
Well, what do you suppose Mary is planning to do? There's something up that young lady's sleeve. And Laura Barton, daughter of Jeffrey Barton, the wealthy industrialist who backed Daddy financially, sounded mysterious when she said,
"Now, here's the money. Be sure to deliver it on time and don't mention it to anyone. I want it to be a surprise."
And sweet young Phyllis Stratford, Max's crippled sister, told a friend,
"I'm so thrilled I can hardly talk. Won't Daddy be surprised?"
And Danny, her husband, said,
"Oh, that looks terrific, Mrs. Felsenheimer. But don't let Johnny drop it on the way, or it will be a surprise."
Well, that gives you a pretty good idea of the excitement Daddy's reopening has created. Now let's go over to the hotel. Friends have started to gather on the wide veranda where a bright satin ribbon hung across the door bars entry to the hotel. Daddy is standing proudly at the entrance, waiting for the family to arrive before he cuts the ribbon to officially open the hotel. Max has just arrived.
Oh, hi, Daddy. Hi.
Hi, Max. I'm glad you got here.
Yeah.
I think my family wasn't coming.
Oh, they'll all be here, except Sis. Mary stopped off to see her for a minute.
Damn shame. Now, Phyllis can't be here.
Yeah, that's sure.
I suppose you can't stand so much excitement.
No.
Oh, I'm glad to see you, Mrs. Peck.
Hi, Mr.
Peck. It's kind of great to serve on the ratings for a few minutes, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
We'll be going in soon. The folks sure turned out, mate.
Yes, hey, got a real blowout.
Come on, Daddy. Congratulations on the success of your hotel.
Thank you, Lord.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Mary.
No, not yet. She's on her way.
Hey, Danny.
Woo-hoo!
Be with you in a second, Danny.
Oh, Danny, he's so good because Phyllis can't see him.
Yeah, it sure is tough on the kid. The doc's been making a stay kind of quiet for the past week.
Excuse me, Laura. I gotta say hello to some friends. Hey there, Mr.
Steinheiser,
how are you?
Daddy's going to be worn out.
Oh, listen, say, this is his dish. Oh, say, here comes Danny. Hiya, boy. Hiya,
everybody.
Hey, look at this turnout, will you?
Hello, Danny. Isn't this fun?
Oh, gee.
I do wish Dad hadn't been called away on business today.
Yes, it is a shame he couldn't be here.
Hey, Danny, get a load of Sarah Wimpleman kissing Daddy.
Huh?
Boy, he's right to his ears.
Oh,
this is the grandest opening I've ever seen.
Oh, if my little sugar pour could only be here.
Yeah, you're right, Danny. Always wanted to be kissing.
Go on, Daddy. You've been sore if you haven't got a couple of smacks.
Now,
you've done yourself proud today.
Yep. I guess put nearly the whole town's here.
Yeah.
Say, did Mary show up yet?
No, not yet, Daddy. I'm kind of worried. She said she'd be here in a few minutes. Say, I think I'll take a run over the house and see what's keeping her.
No, I'll go, Max.
Oh.
I'd like to tell Phyllis who all's here.
Neither one of you have to go. Here she comes now, and look who's with her.
What? Say, she's got Phyllis.
Huh?
Phyllis and Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you like that?
What are you, Mary?
Phyllis.
Oh, gee, hey, wait a second. Wait a minute. Here, I'll help you carry up the stairs.
Hey, now my opening's going to be perfect. Just perfect, Laura.
Oh, I knew Mary wouldn't allow Phyllis to miss all this.
And she must have coaxed Doc into letting her come. Golly, look at them carrying her up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
If it went so darn sissy, I'd cry.
I am crying, Daddy. I never saw any poor people look so happy before.
She's here, Daddy. She's here.
Congratulations, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, Mary. Thanks.
Daddy, dear, look. It's me. Mary fixed it so I could come.
Bless her heart, yours too, honey. Gee, where did Doc go? I want to say hello to him.
He's parking his car, Daddy. He'll be right there.
Hey, Daddy,
you better open the hotel. My little girl can't stay out here too long.
Yeah. Now's the time. Quiet, everybody, quiet.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to open up.
Oh,
yeah. Laura, now here's the shears. I sort of planned on your father doing this, but seeing he couldn't be here, I'd like you to do the honors and cut the ribbon.
Oh, Daddy, that's so sweet of you, but may I ask someone else to do it?
Well, sure, if you'd rather.
I would. Phyllis, you cut the ribbon.
Laura, I wish you...
Please, Phyllis. All right.
I'd love to. Can I say anything when I cut it, Daddy?
Gosh, I don't know what you would say. Unless you'd like to say a little prayer inside of you, honey.
That'd be nice, Phyllis. I pray Daddy Stratford's hotel brings him all the happiness he hopes for.
Is it cut, sir?
Yes.
Okay, then. Here we go. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Come on,
for he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. For he's a jolly good fellow. Nobody can deny.
Come on, folks. Everybody come inside.
Well, Daddy, let's wheel Phyllis behind the main desk so she'll be out of the crowd.
Huh? Okay, nine.
All right. Come on, dear.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I'm positive I could jump right out of this wheelchair if I tried.
Well, don't say try, Angel. At least not today.
You better be a good young lady. Took me 2 hours to this job to keep you nice and quiet. He let you come.
Well, you were a miracle woman who had talked him into letting her.
What?
He said no to me.
Well, look, don't either of you worry. I'll be a regular mouse. This was the nicest surprise you could have given me, Mary.
Oh, but this wasn't a real surprise.
Hey, Knuckles, speaking of surprises, I've got one I almost forgot about. I'll be right back, gal.
All right, Daniel. Well, don't stay too long.
I won't.
Mary, what were you starting to say before about your surprise, I mean?
Well, I started to say that just bringing you here wasn't my real surprise. I'm a nicer woman than that.
I can't imagine what it could be.
Well, now, you just
wait. Hey, so that's where you're hiding, huh? You like my singing, huh?
Simply grand. Just what the opening needed, darling.
Sure, that's what I figured. Get it planned. Hey, did you see what Laura Barton said?
No, did she surprise Daddy, too?
Did she? Boy, get a load of that flower store over the door.
Oh, look, dear.
Yeah.
She ordered it from Chicago. No corners never made up a piece like that.
Boy, I'll say. She did, Mary. They shipped it here. In the refrigerator car.
Oh.
Some class, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Max, give me a hand with this box, will you?
What have you got, Danny?
Well, you'll see.
Boy. Oh, hurry up.
Oh, here. Give me time. Give me time. Here. Holy Moses, what a box.
Oh.
There.
A cake. Oh.
Oh. Mrs. Feltenheimer baked it. See what it says?
Success. Oh, Danny, that's nice.
Yeah, boy, that'd feed an army.
Sure.
Six layers.
And this
one. Come on, Max. We'll get some plates and forks.
Oh, who needs forks? Watch that cake.
Well, don't worry. We'll save yourself.
Listen, Daddy, Mary. Stand in front of the cake.
All right. Hey, you girls enjoying yourselves?
Never had a better time, Daddy.
Me neither, Daddy, dear.
You think you'll go for some ice cream?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
Laura's dishing it up in the kitchen. That's what I was talking on the phone about the other day, Mary, the ice cream. I sounded kind of impolite, maybe, but I wanted to be...
This is a day of surprise.
Yes.
Look, Danny. Look what Danny brought you.
Glory be. A birthday cake.
No, it's not. It's a... What kind of a cake would you call it, Mary?
I guess you'd call it a grand reopening cake.
Whatever kind of a cake it is, I'm going right out and thank my Danny boy for bringing it.
Don't forget our ice cream.
No, I won't, honey.
Oh, the dear old man. I'm so happy for him. I can...
Oh, this little hotel was the one thing he wanted, Mary. It's his dream come true.
I know it is. It's wonderful to have our dreams come true, Phyllis, but sometimes they can't right away, and so we have to do other things while we're waiting. That's what your surprise is, the one I had for you, but something I think will help you to be happier while you're waiting for your dream to come true.
Mary, tell me, what is it?
Over here, dear. Oh, wait, I'll turn the chair around so you can see. There.
There, Mary. All I can see is the little magazine stand. You've painted it a heavenly shade of blue. It looks lovely. But I don't see it. Mary. Is that my name painted on the stand?
It certainly is. That's the surprise, young lady. You've got a job.
Work, the blessed remedy for our ills. We doubt if Mary could have given Phyllis anything that would have pleased her more. Now the unhappy crippled girl will feel that she too is part of the scheme of things. We all know that a new outlook on life, mentally, can often help a person physically. We hope that this will be true in her case. The Life of Mary Southern, one of radio's most human, fascinating, and dramatic serial stories, known and loved by thousands. Start today to follow the life problems of Mary Southern. A story is brought to you each weekday by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. When you woke up this morning, did you look at your teeth? Were they a bit dingy? Was your smile beginning to lose its attractive sparkle? Well, it may be that your gums need stimulation. And if they do, by all means, use Ipana. I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste. Then put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. You immediately feel a tingly, glowing feeling. A tang that is exclusive with Ipana and massage. A tang that is invigorating to your gum circulation as exercise is to your bodily circulation. And it's more than a delightful, refreshing feeling, that tang of Ipana with massage. It is, listen to this. Van Ipana Tang means you're taking an important step in helping to make your gums firmer and healthier. Ipana with massage, you see, helps stimulate your gum tissue, helps make your gums stronger, your teeth more beautiful, your smile more lovely. That's a very important service, that massage for which Ipana is expressly designed, nowadays especially. I mean because of the soft foods most of us eat. Gums often get flabby on a diet like that. They may lose that firm, strong texture that's so necessary for oral health. And that's why one dental authority says, quote, "We cannot help being enthusiastic when viewing the rapid improvement in the health of the dental tissues under artificial stimulation," end quote. So tomorrow morning, when you brush your teeth, feel the famous Ipana tang that will probably make you say, that's better. And know that Ipana with massage is helping to give you the firmer, healthier gums that are the very basis of strong, bright teeth and a lovely smile. Get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste at your druggist today. And now, the life of Mary Southern. Well, we hope you didn't miss the grand opening of Daddy Stratford's hotel yesterday. Nearly everyone in Sanders was there to see Daddy off to a flying start. And Mary Southern added the final touch to the old man's happiness by bringing Phyllis, his crippled daughter-in-law. Phyllis has Mary's deep concern, and her heart aches for this young wife and mother who must be confined to a wheelchair. Jeff had Barton hoped to have Dr. DeLoy, a famous specialist, see the girl. The great doctor suddenly canceled his lecture tour and has not been able to reach him. Mary, however, realizes the importance of keeping Phyllis happy and content until the doctor does arrive. And yesterday, she surprised Phyllis by arranging for her to take charge of the magazine stand in Daddy's hotel.